Princess is good like a...
Yes, Kenny and Cash's first disc coming to your radio screens soon.
And a great big...
And we told everybody about knees. They just went crazy, didn't they?
Oh, they did. They did. They went completely nuts. All they did was just stood there in the audience and shout,
"We want knees! We want knees! We want knees!"
Yeah! They got it, too, I tell you.
Dave Cash's knee ball. Yes, right. Number 31.
Three with the McCoys, ladies.
Just wind it up a little bit more in here.
His T.W. He's listening to the record very quietly, and he's doing something like scratching his ankles or drinking tea. And the record ends, and he dashes over to the microphone.
Oh, yeah, I know the bit. You know, I'd like to thank this present moment, Miss Vivian.
We want
yes.
We yes, all right. Thank you very much.
Gosh, what do you got to do to get rid of these people? Can I continue?
Yes, continue.
Oh, thank you. I would like to thank Vivian Engelberg, I think it is, or Engelberg, of On Holiday, I Don't Know the Address fame, which he's got on the top of the letter here. It says, "Dear Kenny and Cash, I sent you this license to help you drive the other DJs mad and take complete control of Radio London. I'd like to read this for you. It's all done up in beautiful pictures, a couple of girls listening to Radio London on the beach, and a couple of old people watching television here. And I'm showing my mom. It's got radio and TV license. This license entitles Kenny and Cash to switch on the television, transistor, hi-fi, or car radio any time of the day or night at full volume.
And have nyam-nyam. And the royal neighbors are having a quite
Never mind, I'm good myself.
Right.
This especially applies to Sunday afternoons when all the neighbors are quietly having a nap. Also, the bearer is entitled to ignore all the friends and relatives while watching television, okay?
However boring, this license expires when your eyeballs fall out and your eardrums burst.
That's it. Thank you very much.
My sentiments about television are... Television is for faint.
Would you say that?
I would say that,
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Chubby Checker next, but we thought you might like to hear how he sounded out the marquee.
And right now, before we go any further, we'd like to present to you for a guy who has brought you such things as Les Twist Again, The Pony, and The Hucklebuck, and many, many others, and one of the top recording stars in the United States, Mr. Chubby Checker.
There you go, man. Two microphones.
Two of them. Hi.
How's it feel to be in England again? Feels okay, does it?
Feels fine.
Is this the first time in the Marquee Club?
No, I've been here once before. I sneaked in and I saw everybody.
Okay, Shelby, tell us something about your new record.
It's not actually new. We recorded in the States about 3 months ago. And we just released a new record called What You Do to Me. And we might do this before we leave. I don't know. It might come here.
This is entirely different from any of your other dance crazes that you've done, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
This is more like what kind of a sound would you say? Is this more toward the Tamler sound?
This is a good song, I guess.
Just a great sound.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a million for joining us. Will you be sticking around to sign a few autographs?
Well, I'll be watching everybody.
Okay, great scene. Thank you very much, Chubby Checker.
Really? Apologize. We can't help it. That was a wild little interview because people were grabbing at Chubby all the time.
Ripping his suede knuckles off and everything.
Oh, it was wild. That was how he sounded at the Marquee.
15.
Go ahead.
15 minutes after 5 o'clock in the KCR. I beg your pardon.
That's all right. Where'll I get you tomorrow?
We got a pair of trousers hanging off the thing. What's happened?
That was TW's knee protectors, but they shrunk.
Oh, dear.
That's the way it goes. I have a letter here from Miss Ann Squire, age 17, you see, of 192 Cambridge Road in Great Selford in Cambridgeshire, right?
Yes.
This is Dear Kenny and Cash, listen to your program, et cetera, et cetera. I'd like to say hello to me next Thursday, which is today, at about 5:15, which are right on the
button.
Oh, oh boy, talk about timing. Because I am going to the dentist. Says I came out last month on the Viking Saga. It was great fun, saw everybody, and all the rest of that jazz. Well, I was glad to have you around, you know. And she says she's going to the dentist, and she'd like to play us something appropriate. So we actually thought that you would like to hear how we think about dentists. You know, we love dentists,
don't we?
I went to a dentist. I had about 17 teeth out, you know.
Yeah, it's sort of wild when they we don't want to scare you or anything, dear, but it's kind of wild when they put the drill in and they go...
It won't hurt. It won't hurt. Just hold on a minute. And that was what it was like. We took a little tape recorder down there and recorded all the people screaming and singing along to I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
I just found out that it was Ed Stewart that thugged that record. He's got jam all over it.
Oh, he hasn't been eating his jam bookies in the studio. Oh, no.
Fix him up right away.
Here's a record that went like a bomb at the marquee. And everybody singing along.
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am.
After 5 o'clock, if you're watching the clock.
Is that all you're going to say?
No, I shall say...
Some days I seem to wake all over. Try these, dear. Sensic.
Sensic kills pain fast.
Bloody
headache, toothache, rheumatic pain, too. and Fenzik lifts depression, so you feel fine again faster with Fenzik.
Oh, get that hey, hey, hey Fenzik feeling. Go, man. You know how much I really love you. Oh, he's going to love you, Nettie. You never know how much I really care.
Today it's the KC dance party when we have a whole 20 minutes of moving, grooving disc.
Just like this one.
Mr. Eddie Hodges.
Yeah.
French muff hanging off a Newbley tree.
And I got Eddie Hodges hanging down in New Orleans.
By his knees, I tell you, folks.
Yes, quite. Thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, boy, we have to do anything to shut these people up.
There's a touch of a bouncing bomb.
It's new, it's unique, and it's live. Yes, live on Radio London. Next Wednesday and every Wednesday evening at 6:30. Good heavens, SEMA Radio Bingo Club game is drawn live, and there can be big money in it for you. So tune in at 6:30 every Wednesday, or write to SEMA, C-E-M-A, Radio Bingo, Lease 3 for details.
Thank you.
Yes, so do we.
Yeah, we'd love it. Mr. Jack Arnold paid his visit today. You didn't know that. You were in bed.
I was in bed, yes.
Yes, but he was he's a disc jockey, too. A little different sort. He works for the Armed Forces Radio and TV outlet at the RAF station Bentwaters.
Bentwaters! All water is bent.
All water is bent, right. All policemen are...
No. Near Woodbridge in Suffolk. And they apparently did a very interesting takeoff of us two last night in their programs.
Oh, really?
Yes. You know what it did?
What did they do?
They tried to take off Kenny and Cash, and they interrupted record. Now, you know we never interrupt record.
We never do. Something we never do.
Never interrupt record, I tell you. We never talk over record.
September the 2nd, the Speaker. Sir Harry Hilton Foster, Speaker of the House of Commons, collapsed and died in London this morning. His death could reduce the government's majority to one, for although Sir Harry was a Conservative, the new Speaker, if not put forward by the opposition, will have to come from socialist ranks. Kashmir. The Indian Prime Minister, Mr. Shastri, has confirmed that 4 Indian planes were lost in yesterday's fighting with Pakistan. He has also said that although the situation is under control, India's whole strategy would have to be reviewed. Strikers. At a meeting held this morning, the 300-car delivery drivers at Halewood decided to return to work next Monday morning. Telephone tapping. The Wiltshire Echo, the paper which printed stories of phone tapping, has called the post office's clearance of the exchange concerned at Chippenham bogus whitewash. This was the expression used by Mr. Woodrow Wyatt, owner of the paper, who has said that he will raise the matter with the Postmaster General when Parliament reconvenes. The weather. Although it will be dry and sunny over all southern and eastern areas this afternoon, temperatures will not rise much above 15 centigrade, 59 Fahrenheit. Ground frost can be expected again tonight in East Wales and the West Midlands. The next news at 6:30, Ed Stewart reporting.
Dave.
What, Kenny?
That record sounded very much to me...
Why don't you tune...
to the theme?
Man,
you like
great.
My
script, Dave?
I love your
script,
Kenny.
The
DW program.
Every morning from 9 until 12.
I'd like to make a Dave Cash comment at the moment.
Do?
Yeah, because you see, I, as a matter of fact, for a change by myself, had a write-up in Disc this week. It just come out.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed Stewart. Thank you, TW. And thank you, Everett Schtick. Thank you.
No, actually, it was a very nice little write-up. It's on page 5. It's continued on page 11. But I would like to make one thing clear about this. What are you doing, Pretzel?
I'm lining you up with a big, completely free hand.
Oh, good. I'm glad of it. No, really, what happened is that the opening line of this column says, here I am, lovable, adorable Dave Cash from Wonderful Radio London, you see? And this sounds more like my true self, big-headed, you see?
Oh, God. I can't believe it.
We can't wreck the image, you know. I'll tell you, what happened is that I went into the office and there was a gorgeous-looking reporter there.
Yes?
It was fantastic, you see. So I thought to myself, Cash, get in quick, you know. And
big old fun.
You know, in other words, try and take her out to dinner or something like that, you know. So somebody yelled over, where's Dave Cash? He'll do this interview. So I leaped into this girl's lap, you know, and I said, here I am, lovable, adorable Dave Cash from Radio London, you see. And she said, fine, that'll make a grand opening line. And I said, you wouldn't dare. And she said, oh, yes, I would. And you know what?
What?
She did.
You tell lies and I can't see.
I can't believe it.
You can't cry because you're looking at me. I'm down. Primitive records to come into the Fab 40 for a long time.
Wow.
We've got two of our Apex Engineering Company workers in the back here ripping the place to bits again. We don't mind you coming in here and ruining the whole place. We don't care!
Wait a minute. I can see one of them now. Maybe if I throw this...
Good evening, Johnny and Bell, and lads.
Welcome to the dance party. It's starting up with a bright one. Well done.
It does. It's Buddy Holly. Sing it over. Sloop, baby. Sing it over.
Just I wonder do people really get up and dance to these things, or do they just sit at home twiddling their thumbs in rhythm to the tune?
Well, I hope they dance, because this is the whole idea of it. And this time we're going to have a little different dance party, because it's going to be all American. You see, all American type people in this dance party, okay?
Yeah, and I can tell you something. This lino is cold.
Listen and learn on the knees.
Is that what you dance on? I've been dancing on my knees for 10 years. Congratulations. I have a very small girlfriend.
The big what he needs, I can tell you.
Good action, baby.
She wears dresses up to her elbows.
That's not very nice.
No, it's very inconvenient, I can tell you.
Park, you know, and you used to go down at a Palisade Park. Remember that? It was wild.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, that was a very interesting thing. Do you notice 1 or 2 days ago we said, if you have any vacant money, send it to Radio London Vacant Money?
Yeah, this is all for us, ladies and gentlemen, because we don't group. We do not get paid for this. We just do it for the fun, you know?
Yeah, this is right. So we have, I got a thing here, and here's all these 100-pound notes.
We're not kidding.
Mm. It's a fact. From two Scrooges, it says, from two Scrooges to two big misers. Scrooges, Ray and PJ.
That's 137 hours in Iron Road, Lewisham, London. That's
this says Fleet Street Check Bank, credit 100 pounds. That's what it says.
I don't think you'll get paid on those, Nettie.
No?
No, you'll just have to keep on doing marquees until you're 90 to make them make 100 pounds.
Yes, that's cool.
See, 17 and fourpence a time is 16 and 14 years.
About 5 years, I figure.
Jan and Dean! Why is a place known as why I need to pay when I'm
Bring them
takes you back, doesn't it, to the early days of Big L?
No, oh, it was fast. It's like those Sono Jingles, bad.
Oh, good heavens, yeah, with Noah Richmond and all that. Oh. Heaven, that was. Heaven.
Wonderful radio.
Are you?
Thank you very much.
Wine.
We continue with the dance party with Elvis Presley and a little bit of Too Much, Baby. Swing it, Al.
What the world needs now is more swinging ads. 10 minutes before the hour, 6 o'clock on the KC program, on the clean program.
Flip flash, I was taking the bell.
Darren.
All about a Saturday night.
Bobby Darren, that is.
Moving and a groove and rocking and a rolling.
fresh on the dance party. We have a very important announcement, Ned. It's about the end of 4 plus 2. This is serious time, folks, and all you people who live in, where does it end?
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. There was a new, what was it called? Amsterdam.
Tulips Inn.
That's right, I remember it.
And there's a mouse in a windmill in Old.
Amsterdam. Oh, yes. Now, anybody that lives around the Grand Gala de Disc, continue. This is wild.
Grand Gala de Disc, RAI Congressal.
Europa plane.
Okay. Hello,
Mr.
Shut
hello, go on.
Oh,
there he is.
Thank you very much.
Yes, they'll be there on the 2nd of October, and there's a live appearance in the evening.
Okay, that's about the unit 4 plus 2, because they're going to go over there, you see. Now, what the idea of this whole bit is they need equipment, because they're not going to drag all their stuff over there. And they'll be arriving on the 1st of October at 10 a.m. That's where they're going to be at this Congrala de Disca thing, you see. And what they need is one lead amp, one rhythm amp, one bass amp,
one set of drums,
and two PA speakers and four microphones.
And all stations west.
And all stations west. So if you have this equipment, you live in Amsterdam, and you'd like to rent it out to one of Britain's top popular groups, you see, just contact John Barker, 164 Shaftesbury Avenue, London, WC2. How they get so much sound into a groove, you know, it's all
a wild thing, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen,
we don't care what Bunny Lewis says. We like that one, you see.
Oh, we dig it like anything. It's a bit slow, but there's rhythm and there's melody.
Yes, and you can dance to it, because we have just been dancing to it. Myra Cruz and Kenny Everett have been dancing to it.
Yeah, she's back, friends, and we just rushed her out of the studio before she could say a thing, and she may force into the program tomorrow. We never can tell.
You never can tell.
Continuing the dance party at 4 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. Dave Cortez. Happy organ.
Dave Baby Cortez. I wonder why they call him Baby Cortez.
I think it's because he's got a baby face, you know.
Baby
face Cortez?
Could be. Like baby face Nelson.
Oh, baby face Dimbleby.
Dimbleby Rat Park.
It's nice to see that Albert Schweitzer is getting well again.
Yeah, it sure is.
In the middle of the forest, because all that good work he's doing, you know.
Yes,
curing people of malaria and things.
I think that's very good.
I think we need him over here to cure people of the Kenny Gash program.
Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. From the KC program.
Theme song out all the way through, as many people have requested. It's called Nutcracker Suite from Bee Bumble and the Stingers. There we come from the Nutcracker Suite.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, on the half hour, Radio London!
So, with a capsule. It's on the hour, you nit.
Oh, I see. Well, we can always arrange that.
The weather.
Although it will.
Weather!
Let's try the old method.
Weather!
It will be dry and some sunny all over southern and eastern areas this afternoon. Temperatures will not rise much above 15 centigrade, 59 Fahrenheit. It's a lie. I've just been outside and it's beautiful.
Warm and frost
sunny,
is expected again
tonight.
And stuff from eastern Wales and West Midlands. Okay?
Okay. Kenny Everett program begin phase one.
Thank you very much. Stand by, studio.
There's that dreadful word.
What, Dan?
No, studio.
People with their jowling and their flowering. Oh,
Number 23, the Hollies, look through any window at 4 minutes after 6 o'clock on the K program. And Dave Cash has just dashed upstairs to get himself a Piccalilli booty. Something gonna perv on Piccalilli, I don't know why. We've got about 3,000 technicians in the studio banging pipes and ripping things to pieces and pulling the studio apart. And they're all quiet now because I got the microphone open. But as soon as I close the thing, they're all gonna hammer hell out of the studio, I can tell you. Salome booties, sir. And they told me to mention that so that I can get a free one every time I go there, see?
Hello. Do you know that they're listening to us right now?
Who?
Guys and dolls.
The guys and dolls in King Street with beautiful Salome booties?
Yes, because I was in there when I was on holiday last.
Yeah.
You were back here.
Uh-huh.
And I was listening to your program. And they didn't know who was in there.
Oh, I see.
Brady and I were there.
Well, let me tell you what they put in their Salome booties. And not only that. This is Lola at number 30.